Jared, it seemed like a very straightforward night's work for your guys tonight.
Listen, I wouldn't say straightforward, but you know, I thought the boys were excellent. The game plan we set out tonight and worked on all week, I thought the boys executed it really well. Fitness levels, sharpness, playing football, press and everything just was excellent from the boys, so really, really pleased. And you know, we've now got our third clean sheet in a row, which is excellent for us, and something to build on.
In this league, a clean sheet is nearly as good as another goal.
It is, you know, we've been striving for it and we've been working on it, and I've said to the boys, you keep clean sheets, you have better chances of winning games, and obviously, you know, we haven't had the wee breaks of late against Limerick, Shams, and we could have had a couple of chances or goals. But tonight the boys were excellent. Keelan McAleer and Wixie worked their socks off on the wings and created a lot of chances for us. And I say, you know, we took our chances at the key moments in the game.
You've got some very, very experienced players. Derry just don't have that. An awful lot of young players in the team.
Well, I don't know. We do and we don't. We have a young team as well, although they weren't playing tonight. We have John Mahon, 18 years of age, has played the last 11 games. He was suspended. Jack Keeney, 18 years of age, has played the same. Lewis Morrison's only 18, just turned 19. You know, so right through the span of our team is very young. Even our captain's 22, Ken McFadden. So I wouldn't say we have an older, experienced team. Obviously, Raf and Eduardo comes on and kills your ratio and our age. But, you know, listen, we have a young team and it's good for the future of Sligo Rovers to have it.
You bring Raf on and he just changes the game completely.
The man's a genius, I love him. You know, he asked him to play anywhere. He'll play and wherever he plays, he gives you a 10 out of 10 all the time. You know, plan was tonight to bring him on centre forward because I knew the boys would have been a wee bit leggy with the high press that we had. And, you know, we've asked him to do a job right back and he looks as if he's played there all his days. So delighted for him. You know, as I say, he's an honest lad. He loves Sligo Rovers and he's an absolute joy to work with.
2-0, 4-5 maybe, you created enough chances?
I think 2-0, you know, flatters him. You know, as I say, we could have, at half-time, we were very disappointed coming in at 1-0. I thought we definitely should have been at least 2-0 good. And in the second half, we've hit the post and Jared Dougherty's made a couple of great saves from Adam Wickstead, and you know, I thought, you know, if it had been 4 or 5, you're right, you know, nobody would have better than I did. So delighted with the performance, delighted with the result, and overall, this is something to build on now.